101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's only hip-hop and R&B. It's EJ Gregg on the phone. It is my pleasure to have a legend in the business, actress Mary Alice. Good morning.
Good morning, EJ.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Here's just some of the films she's been in. In The Final Matrix, she was the Oracle. Laurel Avenue, Awakenings, Beat Street. That was one of my favorites. The Inkwell. What was the character on A Different World?
Letty Bostick.
That's right, the dorm director. My favorite, Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah.
You were his sister, right?
Yeah, I was his sister, married to the white guy.
Classic, can never forget that.
Yeah, Fred didn't like that.
Well, congratulations on a great career. I understand you are retired now.
Yes, I am, EJ.
We got to talk about Sparkle. Sparkle is coming out Wednesday next week. Thursday is Whitney Houston's birthday, and everybody's really, really excited about the re-release of Sparkle. But people, I want you to know my cousin was Effie in the original Sparkle. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you remember how you came to get that part?
I was offered the role after I did a television production of a wonderful play for TV. It was done for TV. And from that, I was offered Sparkle.
First of all, where did they shoot it, the original?
In California.
Tell us some of your fond memories of it, fun stuff, things you remember about shooting Sparkle, the original.
Well, originally, I didn't want to do it. I wasn't attracted to the role, Effie. I didn't like the fact that her dialogue was just full of this and those and ain'ts.
They dumbed it down. Dumbed her down.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to do it. I turned it down a couple of times. And then my sister died. One of my sisters died, Bessie. She died. And I went to Chicago, and while I was there, my agent was still calling me, saying they still want you to do, this role. And I thought about it. The thought came to me, I should do it in memory of my sister.
So this was a tribute to your sister who had just
passed. A tribute to my sister. But also what I did was I changed out all the disses to this.
Very good.
All the ain'ts to isn't.
Good for you.
I changed it in my script, and so we started shooting it. And I was saying, you know, what I felt. I mean, just because she was poor and living in Harlem, that doesn't mean that she didn't know how to speak correctly. And I had been a teacher, and maybe that's part of it, too.
Right.
And we were in the scene in the nightclub when I come to see them sing, and they sing Giving Him Something He Can Feel.
Uh-huh. I remember
and
that.
And after that scene, after I witnessed them singing, I go backstage.
You discover the bruise.
Yeah, and all that. Anyway, at some point when we had stopped shooting, one of the producers, he asked the script girl. He must have finally heard me.
Speaking
it's taken
properly.
Him several weeks for him to hear me. And I overheard. He didn't say anything to me. I overheard him say, "Is she saying the correct words?"
Dialogue.
Blah blah blah. Or he said, I don't know exactly what he said, but I heard her say, "Oh, that's how she's been talking the whole time." And that was it. He never said anything to me because I guess it was because they weren't going to reshoot all that
for
stuff.
For consistency reasons, they had to move forward.
They weren't going to reshoot it. Yep. It's a low-budget film.
Our morning guy, Russ Parr, was just talking recently about kids nowadays dumbing themselves down just to be cool because of peer pressure and things. So, and I just find that I want to commend you. That's a story a lot of folks, I don't think, does anybody really know that story about Sparkle, you know?
No, nobody, I mean, from my point of view, nobody knows it except some friends of mine.
That's beautiful, though, that you had enough integrity to not take the role unless it was done right.
I just didn't feel that, at least I couldn't do it like that. I was not going to do it like that. And so without asking for permission to change it, I just changed it. I felt that if the producer heard it and didn't like it, then I would just walk.
I want people to know that the character we're talking about, Effie, is the character that Whitney plays in the remake. And it ought to be interesting to see what spin they put on it in the remake.
I think we did it in 75, 37 years ago. So they may have I've been seeing the previews, but it's kind of hard to tell.
On your filmography, we have Sparkle 1976.
No, 76 is when it was released.
Ah, oh, you filmed it in 75. Gotcha.
We filmed it in 75.
Wow. Well, congratulations on a beautiful career.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you,
I
want
to. I thank you for doing this, and I really,
oh,
really
you're
appreciate
very
it.
Well.
I think the people of Cincinnati and everywhere on WizNation.com will enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, love you, cousin. Can you tell everyone when you're in Cincinnati, what's your favorite radio station? And it's not because your cousin is the midday in the APD.
101.1 The Wiz.